I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is Deeply Rooted with me, your host, Sinaz Okos. This is a podcast where we discuss and delve deeper into the intimate conversations we all have with our Heavenly Father. Welcome to it, beloved. Welcome to yet another episode of Deeply Rooted. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are consistent. We are growing as a family. The numbers don't lie. So thank you so much for subscribing. Thank you for sharing the links. Thank you for just putting the word out there that Deeply Rooted is literally a podcast and it's changing lives. It's transforming people, helping them draw closer to the Lord. So yeah, welcome to it. So this week won't be any different from what we do week in, week out. We will literally be helping each other answer different everyday questions to things that we go through. We will be helping each other grow in our faith. We will be, you know, growing from glory to glory, from strength to strength in our relationships with God. So basically, that's what we do here at Deeply Rooted. So if you're new, thank you for tuning in. If you're a regular, thank you for your unending and undying support. So this week, we will be talking about something that is very integral to our walks with Christ, right? Something that a lot of people fear and are afraid of or are nervous about. And I'm also talking about myself. I'm not excluding myself from that equation. And we will be talking about something that is a mandate of each and every Christian. Like the minute you call yourself Christian, the minute you give your life to Christ, right? This becomes your mandate as well. It's not for certain people. It's not for special people. It's for everyone, right? So when you give your life to Christ, right? When you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you decide, you know what? Right now, I want to walk with the Lord. I want to prioritize my relationship with God. Your job is to just seek God daily, you know, through prayer, consistent praying, consistent studying of the word, the Bible, you know, through worship and spending time with God in worship. So that is basically your job as a Christian when you give your life to Christ, right? And don't worry about other things. You know, other things will just come, and whether you have to overcome certain things, that is literally the job of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives you the strength to do that, right? And another important thing that you have to do, right, another mandate that you have when you give your life to Christ is basically to let people know about Jesus, to talk about Jesus and what he's done for you, what he's done in your life, and not keep it to yourself, right? So that is basically what we will be talking about today, that element, that important element, because all of us were given a mandate, right? It's called the Great Commission, right? When Jesus, before Jesus ascended to heaven, he said to his followers that, make sure that you tell people about me. Don't keep quiet about it. And the reason why we know of Jesus and the reason why we are Christians in South Africa and other parts of the world is because the followers of Jesus at the time made sure to do exactly what he said. So they told people about Jesus. They went to the ends of the earth to preach about Jesus. So it is a mandate that not only they were given, but also we are given as people who've given their lives to Christ, right? So we will be talking about that. And before I introduced it, remember I said it's something that we are very nervous about. People, myself included, I do have moments where I'm afraid sometimes, or I don't want to come across as annoying, or I don't want to be overbearing, you know, those kind of narratives that come to your head. But either way, it is a mandate that we've been given, right? So a scripture that we will read to just start off our conversation is in the book of Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20. And it says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age, right? So basically, in a nutshell, that is the Great Commission, beloved. That is what we've been told to do as believers in Jesus Christ, as those who've given their lives to Christ, as those who have a relationship with God, right? All of us have been given that mandate. It's not for special people. It's not for pastors, because usually when people hear this passage, they usually think of, you know, okay, well, that is a job that pastors do, because pastors preach, you know, they go out in the streets. Some people go out in the streets to talk about Jesus. So usually when we hear this scripture, we would think, okay, no, this is for certain people. I count myself out. But that's actually not the truth, you know, because God has given us that mandate as well. You know, even if we don't have positions like being pastors or evangelists, but each and every Christian has the mandate to make Jesus known, make Christ known in all nations, in everyday settings. You know, it doesn't even have to, you don't even have to have a platform. You don't have to own a church. You don't have to have an organization that evangelizes, but in every single day experiences, right? Whether it's with your friends, with your family, and with strangers, you know, you always have to be someone that makes Jesus known, you know. So I know that it's as I said, again, you know, it's something that is nerve-wracking sometimes. Sometimes you just don't want to come across as annoying. You don't want to come across as, you know, any of these like other terms that people use. Like, you don't want to come across as religious, as all of those things, right? But it's very, very important for you to just put it in your head that you're not doing this for anyone. You're not doing this for anyone. You're not doing this for your own self, but you're being obedient to God. You're being obedient to His word, because the word of God says we have to make Jesus known. We have to teach people about Jesus. We have to tell people about Jesus, you know, and we don't even have to overthink it. You know, it's not even a thing where, like, if you see someone, you just want to sit them down and just give them a whole lesson about the Bible. Sometimes it's as simple as seeing someone, let's say in a supermarket or in the bus or in the train in the morning. And some people are really conversational, you know, those strangers that just like having conversations randomly with other strangers, you know, especially with the bad things that are happening right now in our country and in our society. You know, someone can maybe just vent to you or try to start a conversation with you about, you know, it's such a bad country. There's a lot of crime. You know, there's just so many things going on. And that could be an opportunity for you to actually speak about Jesus and be like, you know what? Yes, it's really bad, but one thing that has helped me is the personal relationship I have with Jesus Christ. It literally helps. Doesn't mean that life is easy. Doesn't mean that things are smooth sailing, but having Him and knowing His word helps me navigate life every single day and in every season, you know. So just small opportunities like that, because not everyone is going to be a pastor. Not everyone is going to be an evangelist, right? But God gives us opportunities, even with our friends and our families, right? When they confide in us or when they want advice, you know, always just make sure that you testify and you tell them that, you know what, one thing that helps me on a day-to-day basis is the fact that I have a relationship with Christ. You know, the fact that He gave me His life, the fact that He promised in His word that He has given us life and life in abundance, and not only to enjoy in eternity, but also to enjoy now and experience everyday life with Him. That literally helps me, you know, and it doesn't mean my life is perfect and it's all roses, but the fact that I know Him and I know His word and I'm His own, I can literally rest in confidence that whatever I'm going through, I don't have to do it on my own. I don't have to handle it on my own. I've got Him. I've got the most powerful force in the universe living inside of me. And it's available for everyone. It's available for you. It's available for your neighbor. It's available for the stranger in the street, you know, in the bus, in the supermarket. I mean, I usually used to observe this, especially when I was younger. You know, our parents, it was so easy for like parents to just spark conversation, like in a supermarket with strangers, right? Where they would be talking about, you know, I'm so broke, you know, these groceries are so expensive and stuff. And I just can't help but think that even in our generation, when we get to that stage, because I mean, there are some people who are like that, you know, in our age, where they just speak and just confide and just speak to strangers randomly. Those little opportunities could be opportunities where, you know, we bring Jesus in the conversation, you know, and just by in passing, not even formalizing it, because I mean, I feel like a lot of the time when we speak about, when we think about the Great Commission and making Jesus known, we always think about, okay, making it so formal, you know, evangelizing, but in literally everyday conversations, it is very much possible to bring up the topic of Christ and to just let people know that He literally helps you, you know, even apart from a religious way or just a very formal churchy way, just in every single day conversations where you let people know that, you know what, Jesus is alive. And I see it in my life. Jesus is literally alive and He's living and He literally helps my life on a day-to-day basis. So basically that is what we've been given. You know, that is the mandate So yeah, it becomes very important, guys. It becomes very important to just pray also for those opportunities, you know, pray for opportunities, pray for God to give you opportunities to speak about him. And not only opportunities, but also the boldness, because it requires a lot of boldness. It requires a lot of, you know, putting fear aside and a lot of faith, you know, speaking about Jesus. It's not easy because a lot of people maybe are shy. Some people are just afraid of how they will be perceived, because as I said, that's a fear that I've had personally, you know, how I'll be perceived, what people will think. But we need to always keep in mind that we're not doing this for ourselves. We're doing it for God, right? Because it's a mandate we've been given. And yeah, we shouldn't be afraid. And even when it comes to rejection, a lot of people have mentioned that, you know what, I fear being rejected a lot when I speak about Jesus, you know. But there's a scripture, like when it comes to rejection or people not receiving what you're offering to them or what you're speaking about, them rejecting it or whatever. There's a scripture in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 to 7. So it says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but God who gives the growth. So what this basically says is, you can literally plant a seed, right? Basically preaching the gospel or talking or telling people about Jesus in everyday conversations is planting a seed, right? You're just planting a seed to say, you to say, you know what? There's Jesus and Jesus is alive and Jesus literally helped my life. And I see on a day-to-day basis how beneficial it is to have a relationship with Christ. And whether they accept it or reject it or whatever, that's literally not your job, right? I think that's just one thing that we can use to comfort ourselves as Christians, that when we talk about Christ, we do that and that's all. And then it is God who gives the growth, right? Because the scripture says so, that it's God who gives the growth. It's not up to us. It's not up to what we say or how eloquent we are or the smart words we use to try and convince people to come to Christ. It's not in any of that, but it's in the power of God, because he's the one who transforms hearts. He's the one who's able to penetrate into someone's mind and to try and like not convince, but he's the only person who has the power to convert anyone to come to Christ, right? So it should never, ever, ever be a thing of we try so hard to not be rejected. We try so hard to shove it down people's throats, because that's not at all how it should be. It should just be you sharing your experience that, you know what, I've seen Jesus in my life. Jesus is alive and you can take him too, and you can see him in your life transforming your life. So that's basically what's important, beloved. You know, it's God's job. It's not our job. And another thing that I've come to realize is that testifying, right? Testifying and sharing your testimony of how Jesus has helped you, it literally helps you in so many ways, right? Because there's a scripture in the book of Revelation that says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, right? And that scripture is basically talking about how believers in Jesus Christ overcame the enemy, overcame the devil and his tricks and his attacks by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So having a testimony is very important, beloved, and sharing your testimony of how Jesus helped your life is very important. You know, it's very important to tell people, because it also benefits you at the end of the day, because in the spiritual realm, right, speaking and just telling people about how good God is and how he came into your life and transformed your life literally helps you overcome. You literally overcome. You know, I remember when we were kids, our parents used to tell us, you know, tell the truth, speak the truth so that the enemy may be ashamed, you know. So that's literally what it does. It shames the devil. When you speak about Jesus and you're vocal about Jesus, it literally shames the devil. And whatever attacks that come your way, you literally defeat the enemy just by testifying and just by telling people about Jesus, you know. That's why in the word of God, we are told over and over again to not forget what God has done for us. There's a scripture I love so much in the book of Psalm. It says, you know, in Xhosa, in my home language, it says, "Mbonge uYehova mphefumlo wam ungayilibali impatho yakhe enhle," meaning remembering what God has done, sharing and speaking about Jesus, you know, telling people that, you know what, he came and he gave his life, you know, he sacrificed his life for us, you know, so that we don't have to live a life of torture and punishment and separation from God, but we can have a life of closeness with him, a life of abundance, a life of victory, you know. speaking about that, telling people about that literally gives you so much victory, because at the forefront of your mind, you always have Jesus. You always have his goodness and what he's done for you. And no matter what happens in your life, yes, things can be very bad. But when you remember that, you know, Jesus came into my life, he saved my life, and I'm sharing that with people. I'm letting people know about Jesus. You don't know, you have no idea what it does for you. It literally helps you live in so much victory and so much defeat of the enemy, you know. So it's very, very important, not only for other people to receive, but also just for you as a person and in your life spiritually, you know. So more than anything, that's what I have in my heart this week, that we should preach Christ. We should let people know about Christ. We should just put the word out there that, you know what, Jesus saves, guys. And it's not just a cute branding, because I mean, I've seen t-shirts, like very nice t-shirts that have like Jesus saves, you know, Jesus is king, all of that. And those are really cool. You know, I like, you know, Christian branded, you know, items and all of those things, key holders, you know, cups, like all of those like bumper stickers, like those things are really nice, right? But it's very cool when we share about Jesus and just the reality of who he is in our lives. You know, telling someone on the streets, telling someone in the bus that, you know what, actually, Jesus literally helped me last week. You know, having a relationship with Christ, I know that if I didn't have a relationship with Christ, I wouldn't have gone through that situation and won. I probably would have lost my life. But because I had a relationship with Christ, he showed up, knowing his word, standing on his word, helped me, you know. So, for example, there's a part in scripture where the Apostle Paul says his mandate is to know Christ and Christ crucified. So more than anything, that is basically what we should be putting out there, that, you know what, Jesus came, he sacrificed his life, he died and he rose again so that we have eternal life, you know. And more than anything, he came into my life. I literally accepted him as my Lord and Savior. And when I accepted him, I literally saw a change in my life. You know, I see him day in and day out being my father, being my friend, being everything in my life, you know. So a lot of people get scared, and a lot of people actually get it wrong that, you know, talking about Jesus is about, you know, telling people the do's and the don'ts. You know, the Great Commission is not about telling people the do's and the don'ts, you know, telling people that, no, the way you're living is not right. Like, the main purpose and the main thing that we were mandated with, the main mandate we were given, is to let people know about Jesus, the fact that he saves, the fact that we've seen him in our lives, you know, the fact that he has promised abundant life, the fact that he's promised eternal life. You know, that is the main thing that we have to do. And when that person has accepted Jesus and received the Holy Spirit, it is the Holy Spirit who will work in the person and transform the person to know what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. But that's not on us, right? That's literally not on us, especially in the stage where we are just letting people know, you know, about Jesus. So our mandate is to just put the word out there about Jesus and the fact that he's alive and the fact that he saves and the fact that we see him in our lives. You know, a lot of people believe in testimonies, because testimony, like, no one can literally come against your testimony, because that's your experience, right? If you've got a testimony about Christ, if you've got a testimony about God doing things that no man can do and can undo in your life, no one can literally come against that, because it's something you've experienced, you know. So in everyday conversations, pray to God that he gives you the boldness, pray to God that he gives you the, you know, the zeal, and to want to and to enjoy it, you know, because I believe when you get used to telling people about Jesus, you literally enjoy it. And God wants to use us, man, in our authentic different personalities and our unique personalities. You know, you don't have to be a pastor, you don't have to be an evangelist, but you just have to be someone with a willing heart, you know, to take part and partake in the Great Commission, you know. And God can use you authentically. For example, God has used me a great deal on social media, because I love writing. You know, I'm someone that literally has a thing for writing and for speaking as well, you know. So God uses us in different avenues, using our different unique opportunities, you know. I saw this guy, it was such a heartwarming post on social media. He works as a petrol attendant, right? And in that moment, you know how petrol attendants are very friendly people, you know, they usually talk to customers and stuff. So this petrol attendant actually spoke to this guy who happened to be a pastor, and he was like, actually, do you know about Jesus? You know, Jesus saves, he can help your life. And actually, he didn't know that the guy he's talking to, who's the customer, he didn't know that he's a pastor. And the pastor took a selfie with him and he posted, like the pastor posted and was like, you know what? I met this guy. He's a petrol attendant. He's so sweet. And he actually told me about Jesus. So basically, this is how it has to happen, beloved, wherever you are. You know, if you're someone who works with people, you know, and on a day-to-day basis, and if you do find an opportunity, take that opportunity and pray to God that you recognize opportunities to preach about Jesus and you're bold about it, you know. And when you do it, you do it right, and you do it led by the Holy Spirit, you know. And as I said, beloved, doesn't have to be formal. It doesn't have to be, you know, very, you know, uptight or anything. You can literally be the person that you are, because God wants us as authentically as we are, you know, with your personality, with your bubbly personality, with your very quiet and introverted personality. If you're not someone who speaks, but you're someone who writes, make sure that you do that, you know. Make use of social media. Like, social media is a very good tool to speak about Jesus, to spread the message of Christ, you know. So there's so many ways of just reaching people for Christ, you know. So, yeah, that's basically what has been placed in my heart for this week, beloved, that we need to preach Christ and Christ crucified. Let people know that Jesus saves. Let people know that, you know, he came into our lives and we saw a difference when he came into our lives. You know, so we need to pray for boldness. We need to pray for opportunities and to recognize those opportunities and to be led by Christ to speak the correct words when opportunities arise and to just speak about Jesus and just change, you know, change the world, because that's how it starts, you know. It starts with a conversation and God bringing us opportunities. Because, I mean, even this podcast that I've been given an opportunity to host here at work, it is a way for me to preach the gospel and reach nations for Christ, you know. So praying for these kind of opportunities wherever you work, wherever, whether you're at school. So it doesn't have to, it doesn't have to be like formal evangelizing like churches do, but that is also very nice, and it literally develops your muscle of evangelizing and speaking about Jesus, you know, joining evangelizing teams at church, like for you to actually gain that boldness and to just get yourself used to speaking about Jesus. Join those kind of, you know, initiatives like evangelizing, going to towns, you know. And it helps you also navigate different kinds of people, praying for people, talking to people, you know. And it even makes you strong, you know, even in terms of rejection. It literally makes you strong, because some people do reject you, but the one thing that should come to your mind again is the fact that you're not doing this for yourself. You're doing this for God, and you've planted the seed, and it will be God who grows the person and brings transformation into their lives and touches their heart to actually receive the message of Christ. You know, so we shouldn't be discouraged when people reject us, when people speak certain words, you know, to us, when we bring the message of Christ to them. You know, we should always be people that just trust God, trust that, you know what, God, this is literally what you said I must do. I planted the seed and you will do the rest, you know. So yeah, I'm praying for you, beloved. I'm praying for myself. I'm praying for literally everyone who can hear this, the body of Christ, because evangelism and just speaking the word and just telling people about Jesus is an integral part, you know, of our journey and our relationships with Christ, you know. And Jesus said, you know, in the scripture that I read, Galen, where it said, you know, go to the ends of the earth, you know, make disciples of all nations. Jesus said, I will be with you until the end of the age, right? So when we do it, we need to understand and have faith that we're not doing it alone. We're doing it with Jesus. He is with us. He will be with us until the end of the age. So that is very important to note, that we're not doing this on our own, not with our own wisdom, not with our own strength, but we have the greatest force in the universe living inside of us, with us, and he will give us everything that we need to literally accomplish and fulfill his purpose. Anyway, we've come to the end of this week's recording. Thank you so, so much. Don't forget to subscribe to Ayono FM, to Apple Podcasts, to Spotify, and wherever you listen, you know, to your podcasts from. And yeah, and also just don't forget to tune into other podcasts under Times Live. You know, we've got Taking Rams by the Horns, we've got SL Cabinet, we've got the Business Day Spotlight, so many others. So please do check those ones out as well. But until next time, you are loved, you are treasured, and you are precious in your Heavenly Father's sight. God bless.